Help! I Suck at Dating, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Help! I Suck at Dating. We're recording live. Transmitting through your speakers from Pebble Beach, Pebble Beach, California, the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. And we have a very special episode in store for you guys today. Not only do we have a fantastic co-host for us this episode to help fill us in on her life, what's going on. We got Valentine's Day right around the corner. Obviously, we got to dig in on that. But we also asked some of the most difficult dating questions ever asked in the history of dating. And we're going to answer them with Tayshia Adams, Woo-hoo! Who is our guest. Tayshia, welcome aboard. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. I'm so happy to be here.
So, Tayshia.
Please, be easy.
No. Well, here's the thing. You're a co-host of this podcast, right? So, you're not a guest.
Right.
I want you to feel like you're just as much running the ship as I am, right?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, okay. So, but obviously, I constantly update people with my life. But we just need a quick fill-in on what Tayshia Adams has been up to. We recently saw you in the news. Obviously, we saw the JPJ breakup announcement. Mm-hmm. But what has Tayshia been up to since that announcement?
You know, I've just been working. I moved. I now have my own place.
Wait.
What?
Where did you move to?
I just moved up the street.
Oh.
I'm still in Orange County.
So you upgraded, but you stayed in the same area.
Absolutely.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
So now I actually have, you know, some extra space for myself.
You deserve it.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. What else? You moved.
I've been working a lot. I don't know. What else have I been doing? It was the holidays, so
you've been traveling
always really
a lot.
Busy.
I saw you were in Switzerland.
Yes, I was in Switzerland.
Skiing. What else? Like what? Traveling? Have you been doing a lot of traveling?
You know, I actually took a minute. I stopped. I kind of like went into hibernation, if you will. I don't know.
What do you mean?
Just with like the holidays and everything like that. I like to spend time with my family. It's like the time of the year that everyone is together, as opposed to the rest of the year. My sister's gone. She just moved to Texas for the Naval Academy. She's finishing up her aviation thing. My brother just moved to Washington. It's my little brother. You know what I mean? So yeah. It's like my time to like spend time with my family.
And your family all lives in Orange County.
Yeah.
Like near you.
Well, my parents and my little brother. Yeah.
Right. Okay, gotcha. So you kind of laid low for the holidays.
Uh-huh.
But now we're ramping up. 2020 is in full swing.
Let's go.
What are we doing next?
I just came back from Florida. I just created some clothing pieces, which was really cool.
Wait, that's awesome.
Yeah.
We're in Florida.
Santa Rosa.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of it?
That's Santa Rosa, California, right?
No. Santa Rosa, Florida.
Are you sure?
I lied. Yeah, it's Santa Rosa.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Hey.
Now I have to Google.
No, it's fine. It's
Rosemary
fine.
Beach, Santa Rosa.
We'll take your word for it. Wait, you're coming out with a clothing line.
Well, I just got to design like three pieces with this brand.
Oh, nice.
It was really cool.
Like a collaboration kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
What kind of clothing is it?
There's a romper. There's a dress.
Is there any male stuff?
You know, I really think you would look good in the cherry skirt that I just created.
If the romper comes in a size triple extra large, we could turn it into a romp him.
Oh, I like that.
Why not? Coachella's right around the corner.
You know what? I'm going to get one specially made just for you. I think you'd look really good.
I would honestly love to wear
Wait,
one.
Wait, let's wear it together.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's going to happen.
We'll do hashtag out on the post.
Wait, I love that.
Okay, wait, Tayshia.
Yes. Tayshia. I know you want to ask me questions. What? Just say it.
This week, at the end of the week, Valentine's Day is coming up. Do we have a Valentine this year?
No.
Yes, you do.
No,
come on.
I really don't. I'm not talking to anyone right now.
No one.
Absolutely.
Well, why not?
No. I've just been doing myself. I don't know.
You want to know? This is my hypothesis as to why you're not talking to anyone.
Okay.
Right now. Because you're holding out, not holding out, but you're saving yourself.
What?
Because you're going to be the bachelorette.
No, I don't know.
I think that's my hypothesis.
Is that right?
Because when I look at the season that we have going on right now with Peter, have you been watching?
Here and there.
It leaves a little bit to be desired in terms of who would be top of the pecking order for bachelorette. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that you would be a great bachelorette. So I think, again, you don't need to confirm nor deny this.
Right.
This is my theory, is that you're holding out. Not holding out, but you're spending some you time.
Yes.
Because come mid-March, you're going to be a pretty busy girl dating a lot of guys at the same time.
Could you imagine if that's going to be me?
I can't imagine
that'd be insane. I mean, honestly, I don't know. I know nothing about it. It's not on my radar as of now.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious.
First of all, radar is an outdated technology, so you shouldn't have one. But Tayshia, you got to admit, at least you've talked to someone about it, or you've thought about it.
Yes.
Would you think that you would be a good bachelorette?
I think I would. I think it would have a difficult time not going for the like the guy I would typically go after, though.
Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing, in the sense of it's pushing me out of my comfortability, right, if you will.
Well, the way that I look at it, too, is you probably would want to go for a guy that you don't normally go for because
exactly.
Obviously the guys that you go for don't really end up working out for you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's be real. Tori just signs me out. But let's be real. That's how it is for all of us. If you go for the same person you always go for.
Absolutely.
You're going to keep having the same relationships you used to have. The ones that always failed because that's why you end up being single. I'm not trying to like throw any shade or anything over here. It's just a matter of fact. You
all
know?
The girls are shaking their head like, damn it, Dave.
What's that Einstein quote? Is what's the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results?
You're right. You're absolutely right. So yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, as much as it would be scary and kind of hard, I think it'd be really, really fun.
I think it'd be fun. I'm rooting for you.
Would you come and... You know how, like, Demi and Katie did that little spy van thing?
Yeah.
Could you come and, like, help me out?
Yeah. I think, with Kaylin's permission, obviously, I would absolutely love to just come on your season and be a contestant.
No, I said help me out. Whoa, bro. Slow your roll. Okay, wait, Dean. Kaylin, I love you.
So no Valentine's this year.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. What about you? Are you doing anything special?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
We're going to Tahoe.
Oh, that's
going
to be fun.
Kaylin and I, along with a couple of the other iHeart family members, Ashley and Jared.
Ashley and Jared, Ben and Jess, and Becca and Garrett.
And that was Amy Sugarman, who also will be there.
Couples weekend, practically.
And Danielle and Tori are coming, too.
Oh.
And a couple of more iHeart producers. Wait, that's exciting. Becca and Garrett are going up. I wanted to meet Garrett for a while now. He seems
You've
like
never met him?
No, I have not. I met Becca a few times. But Garrett seems like a guy that would have similar interests with me, so that's exciting. Wait, can you come, too? Do you have any... I mean, obviously, you don't have any dates, so...
Guess what? I'm free.
There you go.
So, yeah, maybe.
I personally hate Valentine's Day. I think it's such a weird holiday. There's no reason to just use, this one day... I'm going to use this one day out of the year to over celebrate a relationship. You know
I
what
agree,
I mean?
To be quite honest with you. And then all the restaurants are packed. Everything's preset menus. Yeah. No, bro.
You're spending way more money than you would on any other day of the week. And it's like, you shouldn't just take one day out of the year to celebrate the person that you're with. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? It's the dumbest holiday, in my opinion. And for that reason, I'm putting my foot down and not getting Kaylin anything.
I knew you were going to say something like that. But to be quite honest with you, I actually agree. When I get roses or anything on Valentine's Day, it's kind of like, I hope this doesn't sound rude, but expected, because it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I'd much rather have you surprise me on any other ordinary day.
Right. It's too predictable.
Yeah.
Or performative, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of it. I don't think I'll ever be a fan of it. But if Kaylin doesn't get me something, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to lose it.
You're funny.
I can't believe that.
You need so much attention.
I still.
You really do.
A 2-month-old puppy or something like that. I still can't believe that you haven't been dating anyone post JPJ.
I really have not. I have not gone on a date.
And I know you don't want to talk about this, and nor should you want to talk about it, but I just want to say something really quick.
Okay. When,
knowing you and knowing JPJ post-relationship, it still baffles me that you guys were ever together at all. I love both of you separately.
Yeah.
But together, it just makes zero sense
I know. You always just looked at me and just smiled and just kind of laughed.
But, I applaud you for at least giving it a shot. A lot of people would have just, when you left the beach solo,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people wouldn't have tried to go back and give it a real honest effort outside of the show.
Yeah.
And I think that's really commendable for you for going back and doing that.
Well,
obviously it didn't end up working out as we could have wanted it to, but you can't really fault you for trying, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm actually happy I did what I did, just because I would have always wondered. And I did put all my effort into it when we were dating outside of the show, so I don't know. I think it all worked out for the best, though.
And now he lives in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But you have never seen him since Los Angeles.
No, Dawn and I haven't even talked. Yeah. So, it's going real well.
Yeah. Well, I
think he's dating someone, actually.
I think he is as well. I do want to say that I think that sometimes in a breakup, one person takes it a little bit harder than the other person for whatever reason. And I think John Paul Jones just took it a little harder.
Well, no, he always told me that he likes to cut people off right away. So, we're not dating, it's kind of like that's how you get over someone. It's like.
That's good.
So.
I think a lot of people could learn from that, actually. It's like.
Really, though?
Tori's shaking her head no. I mean, from personal experience, I've, been broken up with and broken up with people and then, kind of hung around in whatever capacity, you know?
Yeah.
And all that does is draw things out and make things more confusing, right?
Well, yeah. Well, that's when you're, still trying to be, emotionally involved. You could be nice and just be like, hey, hope you're doing well.
Right. But does being nice involve, checking in, responding to Instagram stories?
No.
hanging out every once in a while. I don't know. I think that there's maybe a gray area there. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. Well, let's get down into that because this is about relationships, right?
Right. So here's the thing. So for the rest of the podcast, we are going to be answering some of the questions that were submitted by our listeners. And then we also Googled some of the most common dating questions. And we're going to do our best to help answer those. Obviously, we have two dating experts, me and Tayshia Adams. We're going to use the help of Tori. I'm sure she's going to chime in every once in a while as well. And Amy Sugarman.
Well, no. But we have a special guest. Wells is also here in Pebble Beach with us, and he's on his way, too. So he is sort of an expert. He's engaged.
That's true.
Wells is engaged. He has his own podcast called The Wells Cast. If you want to give that one a listen, he's hilarious. And I'm sure that I have not listened to it, but I'm sure his entire podcast is hilarious as well.
See, again, the attention has to be on you or else Dean does not
This
care.
Is my pod. This is our podcast.
Oh, that's right. Hey.
Right. So this is where we give ourselves attention.
I love that.
Anyways, you're definitely going to want to stay tuned for those questions. They're going to get a little juicy. Tayshia is going to bear all in these questions.
So she's going to, Dean.
She's going to shed her soul for us. Mm-hmm. But you have to stay tuned. We're going to take one quick break and we'll jump right back into it. All right. And we are back recording from the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am where everyone's walking around. Everyone's walking in. We just had Brooks Like Walk-In. You probably know him from How Men Think podcast on iHeartRadio. And he is going to help us answer some of these dating questions. We're back with Tayshia, obviously. She's
Hello.
Still here. Tori, will you please ask us some of these questions? Me, Tayshia, Brooks, we're all going to answer them.
So we're going to get into the most Googled dating questions later. But right now, this is just some quick rapid fires. I feel like people don't find me sexy. Doesn't that mean it will be harder for me to find someone?
So here's the thing with these questions, guys. The floor is going to be for whoever wants to just chime in first. I'm going to take this one, I think, because just asking this question in and of itself is an unsexy thing to do. And I think that's probably why people might not think you're sexy. Maybe it's bred from insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you just need to walk around with a little bit more confidence, even if like however you look aside. Right. Like if you carry yourself with confidence, someone's going to find you sexy in some sort of way. So I think that's my first bit of advice for this person. If you don't feel sexy, find something that makes you feel confident, which will then instill that sexiness in you, I think, later on. What do you guys think?
I mean, look at you. You went into paradise with a mustache trying to be unsexy.
Well, I was going.
You owned it, and then you got a girl out of it.
he knew what he was doing.
Which is right. I was a different kind of sexy, Tayshia, okay?
My bad.
What's that saying? It's better to be different than better.
There you go. I was going like, you know, everything's always cyclical, right? So I was going like Tom Selleck, 1980, whatever vibes.
Right.
And at the end of the day, it worked out for me. But do you guys have any advice for her? If she's not feeling sexy, what do you think she should do to help her feel a little bit more sexy?
I would definitely say find what makes you feel most confident. So whether it be like working out or whether it be like wearing a certain like jean or I don't know, doing your makeup a certain way. Like find what makes you feel your best so that way you can try to carry around that confidence throughout the day whenever you meet people.
Yeah,
confidence is sexy.
I agree with both of you exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's a confidence thing. If you show up confident, people are drawn to that energy, and if mm-hmm. you show up insecure or play small a little bit, people aren't necessarily drawn to that energy. And I also think that when you meet somebody, as you get to know them, they can physically become more attractive as you meet them. I've experience that in my life. You might meet somebody and there's no like pull to them right away, and then as you get to know that person, then it's like, wow, this person's actually extremely attractive. It just didn't catch my eye right away. So I would say confidence though is the main thing.
I love it. Sounds
well,
unanimous.
I have a question though. Females like to put makeup on to feel sexy. Am
yeah.
I right, Tayshia?
Yeah.
As Tayshia's applying makeup. That was good timing.
What do you do when you're dating a guy who says, I like you and find you sexier without makeup, but yet you feel the most sexy wearing makeup?
Wait, are you calling me out right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, because Dean.
No, I'm saying this as an example. Or what if you like to wear more low cut shirts, and that's when you feel the most sexy, but your boyfriend doesn't approve of that?
That's
how do
question.
You how do you negotiate that?
I don't think I think Tayshia should answer this.
Yeah, but I feel okay. Well, if a guy says that he prefers me without makeup on, is that what you're thinking? Then I would just wear no makeup around the house, or just like I don't know. You wear makeup to go out though.
Do you wear makeup because it makes you feel prettier? More sexy?
Yeah.
But if you were dating...
I feel more confident in myself.
You do?
Yeah, because I feel more put together.
Okay. I'm trying to put myself in this situation because I have told Kaylin in the past, like, I think you look a lot more beautiful without makeup on, but I think that she loves wearing makeup. You know, like, girls,
yeah, we're
for
girls.
Whatever reason, a reason I'll never understand, they love putting makeup on and having fun and doing all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
So I can understand why, even if I'm like, look, I think that you're beautiful without makeup on and I encourage you to wear no makeup more often, I could still see why they'd be like, okay, well, I do it for myself, not for you anyways.
Right.
Is that what it is?
Girls get dressed for other girls.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
It's not really for you.
Brooke
sorry.
Exactly.
It's exactly. True story, like when I got married to my wife, I made a request, please don't put on too much makeup.
Really?
I made that request because, like, she's gone on TV and they do a lot of makeup for TV and different looks and stuff. And I'm like, you're so naturally beautiful and I prefer less makeup, just my preference. And I was like, on our wedding day, please do not do too much makeup. And her request for me was, do not shave my beard.
Yeah. I love that.
I was going to do a clean shave. And she's like, no, do not shave your beard. I want you with a beard on our wedding day.
Interesting. So, okay. How is the please wear less makeup received?
Great.
It was?
Yeah. And her makeup was awesome. It was very subtle, very natural. I like the natural thing. Yeah. I don't like, just my preference, I don't like a lot of makeup.
And that's the thing. I feel like most guys prefer that. You know what I mean?
I think so.
I think it's good that you guys vocalize that to your significant other, though. Just because, say, like, I met you out at a bar, and I think that that's how you're going to perceive me, and that's how you think I'm pretty. You know what I mean? So if I'm at home with you or we're just starting a date, maybe I feel like I have to be wearing that much makeup in order for you to, like, still be attracted to me.
Yeah.
So it's important for you to be like, no, I think you're naturally pretty. And, like, it's confidence again.
You want to know what's funny about that is if a guy is unattractive, right, he's kind of just screwed. A guy can't wear makeup. But if a girl is unattractive in whatever sense, you can put on all this makeup and make yourself look so much different.
Yeah, but a dude can grow a beard.
Yeah.
A guy can grow a beard. And
let's,
like,
not all guys can grow beards. Okay.
You can grow a mustache, though. You can grow a hell of a mustache.
This mustache is not because I want it there. It's because it's the only facial hair I can actually grow on my face.
I really give you guys props, though. Like, you guys look good all on your own. Like you guys are attractive with nothing on. Like, that's hot.
For the listeners out there that can't see, Tayshia's been looking at Brooks the entire time she delivered those things.
Dean, shut up. Dean, he's sitting next to me. Gosh, dang it. Okay, Brooks, sorry. I'm not looking at you.
No, don't worry, girl. No worries.
I'm just messing with you, Tayshia.
You're the worst.
So that's our answer, I guess. Tori, what's next?
All right. I'm so afraid of being cheated on again. Will the experience of being cheated on haunt me forever?
Can we go through? Let's go around the table real quick. Have you guys been cheated on?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
Anyway, I haven't been through anything like that.
Tayshia?
I have.
You have?
I have.
And does that being cheated on in the past give you fear of being cheated on again in the future?
I will admit that it took me a really long time to not really, like, have that in the back of my mind, like, all day, every day.
Yeah.
Like, I had, like, in a weird way, like, PTSD. Like, I couldn't even, like, watch movies with my significant other because I thought that they would find them attractive because I knew what the person looked like.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's a tough thing to go through. I'll tell you that much.
Right. I mean, I've been cheated on in the past too, and I think I very similar to you. It took me a while to kind of shake it. I think that, like, my most recent relationships following a cheating situation, I was always, like, super insecure and like unsure of whether everything was going to go okay. But eventually, I think you broke out of it, right? Eventually.
Yeah. I haven't really been in a really serious relationship since then, though.
Okay, gotcha.
So, but honestly, if I don't have trust and, like, loyalty from the beginning, I'm not going to get in myself in that situation. So.
I think a lot of that stuff stems from, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you guys think I'm wrong on this, but I think a lot of my insecurity about why I thought that I could have been cheated on was because I wasn't confident in me to not cheat on my significant other or the person that I was dating.
Wow.
And I think a lot of my insecurity stemmed from my own, I don't want to say, like, desire to, but, like, my kind of, like, wandering eye of sorts.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it makes total sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it different now for you where you're, like, so confident in yourself that actually you have more trust in your partner because you're like, I know as a man, I will not do that?
Yeah. Well, and the great thing about it, too, is I know, like, Kaylin adores me, right? My girlfriend adores me, so I'm not really worried about her, like, going out and cheating on me. And I don't think I really have the desire to go out and even talk to or meet to anyone else. So I definitely think as I've gotten older, right, and as I've gotten more confident and done things that I've wanted to do, it's instilled more confidence in me because, you know, I don't think that would ever happen.
Yeah.
So for this person that's dealing with her fear of being cheated on, it's like, if you have that fear of being cheated on in any relationship you go into, you're going to kind of, like, self-sabotage the relationship, right?
Yeah. You're kind of, like, putting it out there in a way.
But there's not really any, like, I don't know, do you guys have any recommendations for how this person can, like, exercise a way to stop feeling that way?
That's a tough one. I don't know.
You just I would say you just can't hold it against the next person. Like they did nothing wrong. Yeah. This new person did nothing wrong to you, and you can either be a prisoner of the past and live by that story, or you can. And I'm saying this having never been through it, and I don't know how difficult it is. So I do have respect for that, and my heart goes out to those people. But I mean that new person literally did nothing wrong.
Right.
Like, so how can we hold something against them?
And you see a lot of that too. Well, maybe not a lot of it, but you see those memes that surface up every once in a while where it's like, don't hold the afflictions of your past that people did to you against the people that you're going to meet in the future. Like, that's exactly what you're saying. Because you're right, it's completely unfair.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what I was saying with Tayshia was, it's like, just because someone did it to you in the past doesn't mean that the next person's going to do it to you again. And if you kind of carry that with you in your next relationship, it's almost like you're willing it into existence. You know what I mean? Like a self-fulfilling prophecy of sorts, I guess.
Yeah, you could be manifesting it somewhat.
Yeah, manifesting it. Exactly. Yeah. Tor?
All right. My relationships never last that long. Why not?
I don't know. Tell us more about yourself.
Yeah.
We need a personality description.
Well, what are some things she can look through and evaluate?
Are you too extreme in the beginning?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's
a
big one.
Did you come on a little too strong?
One of my biggest pet peeves with relationships, especially people that really want relationships, is they're prioritizing a relationship over a person. So that's probably why a lot of relationships would not last very long, is because they're like, I don't want to fall in love with you. I want to fall in love with the idea of a relationship. And whoever is in that relationship with me is going to be like secondary to that, right? And that's why I think people have become unhappy. And that's why relationships probably get cut short, is because they're not having their needs met from the other person. They're having their ideas of what a relationship would be, and then it just doesn't end up being what it is.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with that more, man. People, and this happened to me when I was single for a long time, like almost a decade, for the better part of a decade.
Really?
Just when I was playing hockey, I was single a long time. I wasn't in anything serious. And in my brain, I worked up this connotation of what a relationship is going to be, what this woman is going to be. And it was nothing like that.
Mm.
And I was sticking to that. And so I didn't find somebody that could meet exactly what this idea was in my head. And so then I was single and perpetually just disappointed until I realized, like, hey, I need to get rid of this idea, accept the person, as you're saying, Dean. And there's so much more beauty in that than building a relationship without even having a person there and trying to find a person to fit into that or slot into that.
So how did you make that change? Was it just one day you woke up and everything was different, or you?
It was just individually. It was just in myself. It was, I needed to change myself and become more self-aware, do some work, some internal introspective work on myself. And it started with appreciating and accepting people.
Hmm.
Wow.
So once I was solid with myself and my identity, then it was like, I just want to appreciate and accept everybody I meet just for who they are, what they are. And that's anybody. That's the bank teller, the lady at the grocery store. That's anybody, a taxi driver. Like, just accepting those people just changes your world.
Yeah, absolutely.
I definitely think that self-confidence, it changes a lot of things. Like, if you're confident in yourself, then... Oh, shoot. I lost my train of thought. I don't know where I was going with that. But wait, I did have other thing to say. But, like, I feel like the fact that everything's so disposable right now.
What,
like,
do you mean?
Like, I feel like with, like, dating apps and all that kind of stuff, I feel like people don't want to try anymore. So maybe it's not just you. It could also be your person and just, like, like, society. I feel like when things get hard, it's just like, oh, well, I'm just jump on whatever app it is and just find somebody else.
That's definitely an issue, I think, in modern dating. It's the paradox of choice, right? You have so many possibilities at your fingertips that no one can really decide on just one. They want to go, like, try one thing, try another thing, try another thing, try another thing.
As Amy's, like, speed texting right now.
She's swiping hard on Tinder right now. And that's the thing, too. It's, you can continue to do that, but you're going to have one short relationship after the next, and none of them are really going to be very fulfilling. I mean, I've definitely been in that situation before, and similar to Brooks, I think one day I was just like, I'm going to stop doing that. You know, maybe not like one day, but like once you start seeking out more fulfillment in those relationships, you know what I mean?
And it's more depth in yourself. For me, it was more depth in myself. That
Which, absolutely, too. It's funny. I was at the Bungalow, which is like a crappy bar in Santa Monica.
Bungalow?
This is like 2 or 3 months ago. This is pretty broken.
Were you wearing sandals?
There's a pretty good chance I was wearing sandals at the Bungalow.
I've never been there. I've never been there, dude. Take me.
Oh, let's go. Yeah.
Wait, come to the Huntington Beach one.
I've actually heard that one's like a little bit more classy, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, I was at the Bungalow with a couple of friends, and I bumped into a girl who I dated like a couple years ago, back when I was like my insecure self, where I kind of wanted just like to date around, all that kind of stuff. And we were like talking, and she was like, you're a completely different person now than you were back then. I was like, yeah, like, I'm so sorry. I don't know what I was going through back then. But it's just even to hear from someone that I dated like very briefly, it was like a very casual, we went on like 3 dates maybe, to hear from someone like that, to be like, yeah, like things were like within you were so different back then. It's like, well, yeah, I guess you just eventually have to work on yourself enough till you get to a point where you're happy about it.
Yeah.
But
it's there's the old saying, a lot of people wait for the person to come into their life to fix them versus like working on themselves to be able to offer an amazing person to somebody. And so, it's a totally different mindset.
Yeah. So there you go. For the answer to that question is maybe the relationship, to tie it back to that, right? Maybe the reason your relationships aren't lasting for very long is because you need to find like some more inner peace with yourself and figure out your more worth within yourself.
That's what I was trying to do with the whole confident thing, but I kind of just missed the mark.
No, you nailed it right on the head. There's no missing the marks here. The marks are as big as you could possibly imagine.
You still got the whole picture.
Tori, what do we have next?
All right. What if people think I'm not attractive enough? Too short, too fat? The list goes on.
Too short and too fat.
Well, first of all, the right person will like you for who you are. So I've actually felt that before, if the person that I'm attracted to will not be attracted to me. But again, it goes back to being confident in who you are and just leading with that. Don't you think? Have you ever felt that way? That you're not attractive enough? Maybe not smart enough?
I've never felt that way.
No?
No.
Oh, are you being sarcastic?
Yes.
I don't think he is.
I don't think he is.
Yeah, being sarcastic.
I don't think it's as big of an issue for men. Just I hate to paint men in a broad stroke there. I'm not saying we don't deal with it, but I don't think we
You've never dated
care
a
that much about ourselves?
Way out of your league before?
Oh, yeah.
Quote, unquote, way out of your league and felt that way? You've never dated a girl like that?
That's a really good question, actually. Do you have an answer?
I've basically had one relationship in my life, and it's the one I'm in. I've never really, before meeting my wife, I never stressed about relationships because I was never that in on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was like, okay, I got dumped one time. I just put it on voicemail or on speakerphone for my roommate to hear it. I'm like, okay, you might as well hear this is going on right now. Like,
wow.
Like, I don't know. I was like 22 or something. Yeah. I was like, okay, like, sure. You know, it's just, so I was never that invested to really get that deep about it.
Mm.
How old were you and your wife started dating?
30 and a half.
Okay, you got it down to the half year and everything.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah. 30 and a half.
And I think that's about a good age, too, where men start to take dating a lot more seriously, right?
I had no capacity for a relationship prior to that. And I had, like, a few, but when I look back, I had no chance at any success in that relationship or those relationships. Just no chance.
I just had a question. I'm totally spacing it right now. Did you guys start dating after you had already retired from hockey?
No. No, I was still playing.
Oh, you were still playing at the time. Okay, gotcha. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was a good round of questions, Tori. Thank you for asking them to us. Brooks, before we hit break, at the top of this, I mentioned that you are co-hosting a podcast on iHeartRadio. You want to plug that real quick?
I'm actually just excited to be on your podcast, Dean.
It's an honor.
I just want to talk about your podcast.
Listen, every day I have to sit next to Jared and do this podcast. Sitting next to you is so much more. It just feels more right. You know?
I actually like just coming on your guys' podcast because you guys have been doing it a lot longer than we have. And so I get to like learn and vibe and just see how you guys execute. And I listen to all the iHeart podcasts, and I see you, seen you a million times, but never got to sit and chat with you on a podcast.
It's an honor.
So,
if I were you, I would not. Don't take any of this and use it on your own, though. You know, like for your own sake, I would say.
Our podcast is called, and we'd love to have both. Tayshia, you've been on it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't there for that day.
I know we were in Tahoe.
In Tahoe, Amy. Greenlit a podcast without my authority, but our podcast is called How Men Think. We just dive into all issues that men generally don't discuss. Hope that we can be pioneers in laying our weapons down and opening for a safe space for men to discuss insecurities, things in their life they deal with, things that they really struggle to bring up, but are real true issues for men. Men have emotions just as strong as females. But quite often we don't discuss them, and we want to kind of open a platform there for men to do so.
Love it. Love that. That's Brooks Like, wise beyond his years. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back. All right. We're back here at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
Yes.
And for the first time, I think, in our podcasting history, at least as a tandem, I'm sober for a podcast with Wells Adams, who just sat down with us to join us here at the Pro-Am. You were playing golf today.
I did. I played golf with my brother earlier.
Okay.
I played golf with Dean in Tahoe one time. And I fancy myself quite a good golfer. And
please
Dean,
don't tell me he's good.
Dean is the guy that is good at everything, and it's so annoying. And here's how I remember that day, and you can edit as we go along. We got there. I paid for both of our rounds. We got rental clubs, and then Dean proceeded to kick my ass through the entire round of golf. And I was like, Dean, I didn't know you played golf. And he goes, yeah, you know, whatever.
But
and it was the most Dean answer I've ever heard of anything. So, oh, are you good at everything?
In fairness, you were using rental clubs. I suck with
you
rental clubs.
You were too, though.
No. I drove my van up, so I had my own clubs.
Okay.
And I think that gives me like a 10-stroke advantage at some point, you know?
Dean is that guy that's good at everything, and it's so annoying.
I'm not good at anything right now. I got a broken leg.
I know. How are you doing, by the way?
I'm doing okay.
How's your femur?
It's been better, but I'm finally down to one crutch, so you know things are looking well. But Wells, so you're from Monterey, right? So you can just come up here and kind of hang out with your family.
I can't. I try not to.
Why?
As much as humanly possible.
What? Come on.
I mean, it's beautiful here, but my family's.
They're lovely.
Bleep this out. They're a shit show. And so that's what that is.
I mean, I want to say I'm surprised, but I can't really.
You know, it is what it is. No, it is. It's absolutely beautiful here. And I grew up on a golf course. I played golf as a kid. And so, like, the past 2 days, me and my brother have played golf. And right now we're tied. He beat me the first day.
Nice.
I beat him today. So tomorrow's a rubber match. Mm. It's a big deal.
Hopefully you brought your own clubs.
I saw Dean posted on his Instagram that he thought I was playing the Pro-Am, which was hurtful because then I got a bunch of people being like, dude, good luck today. Just then I had to message you being like, I'm not playing, jerk.
Good luck against your brother today.
Yeah. That's what you meant.
When Wells and I golfed in Tahoe, he made a really good point. Wells is a great golfer. And you have the connections to make a pro-am like this happen.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating to me as a friend of yours that it hasn't happened yet. We Ben Higgins has like three of these a year.
Yeah, I know.
And he sucks at golf.
I know.
And you're more famous than he is.
I know. So it's very, very confusing.
I agree. He's got someone working a lot harder for him, it sounds like.
Well, let's get on it.
You know, I've done some weird things for Chris Harrison, and he still hasn't done it. He hasn't gotten me in this tournament yet.
I don't know. We'll see. Anyways, Wells, we have a lot of dating questions.
Oh, great.
That Tori has prepared for us.
Okay.
We know you're not really in the dating market at the time being, but we think that you could lend your infinite wisdom to be able to help some of our listeners out.
All right. Do you want me to bartend right now?
I know. I was going to say, I'm really excited for this because we would literally sit at the bar every night in Paradise and ask Wells to give us dating advice.
Yeah. My advice always was go on the date.
Yeah.
Go on the date.
True.
Right.
But you would break it down, and you'd be like, do you really like him, though?
True. But for the most part,
sure?
It's like, do you want to go zip lining?
Absolutely go.
I mean, go. Do you want to go ride Sea-Doos and with dolphins? Go on the date.
Yeah.
You know what it's going
to
be.
Let's see what your response is to these questions.
Right, can't wait.
All right, these are the most Googled dating questions. First one, how do I ask someone out?
Ooh, great question.
Slide in the DMs.
Is that hard?
Fish is like, I've never asked anyone out before. They always ask me out first.
Well, yeah.
Just be super hot. You never have to ask anyone out.
It's easy.
Would that be weird if a girl went up to you and asked you out?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm kind
of... Yeah, right. I'm you would be like, what?
I'm
no.
kind of in the same boat as you. Like, I've never really been a big fan of asking people out. I've always kind of waited for them to, like, ask me out.
Oh, God.
Okay, Dean.
I hate
guys,
both of
joking.
You guys
I'm really
so
good looking, okay?
I mean, must be true. So tough looking like you people.
Wells, you can't even talk. You had your fiance reach out to you in
a tweet
or something like that.
That's not really asking out.
No
though.
One really knows the truth. But here's the thing. I will. The funny story about Sarah and I is that we had been talking for quite a while, and I will say that she did shoot her shot. We had been talking for like a month or so. I had talked about her on my podcast. She had listened to the podcast. I was nervous about asking her to be my girlfriend. And I remember hanging out with her, and she said, so when are you going to ask me to be my boyfriend? And I was like, I was so taken aback. But it was all that I wanted.
Yeah, the directness, you know? Is good.
And I was like, right now, like, will you be my girlfriend? And I love that. I love that she, like, took the initiative of it. So
yeah.
I'm not sure if I answered the question there.
That's similar to how the proposal went, too, right? She was like, when are you going to ask me to be your wife?
She was like, I actually, there's a funny story there, too. So we were going to a private island. We were in Fiji, and we were going to a private island for a picnic. And it was where we were going to, I was going to ask her to be my wife. And so I'm not the only actor in the family, just so you know, guys.
Oh.
So she was getting dressed up. Like, she never wears makeup, and she's putting up all this makeup. She had this, like, really cute dress, and I was like, why are you putting on makeup? And she was like, I just want to look cute for the date. And I was like, okay. And then she put on this, like, really cute dress, and I was like, why are you putting on a dress? And she was getting very frustrated, and then I put on a t-shirt and trunks.
Nice.
And I was like, what do you think? And she goes, huh. And I said, is this not nice enough? And she goes, well, I don't know. Is this nice enough or not? And that's when I knew I had her. Because she was like, shit, it's not going to happen. I did my whole face up. It's not going to happen.
Oh, my God.
But then it happened.
Then it happened. Mm-hmm. And she looks cute in the yeah, so she, engagement
photos.
Yeah,
it all worked out.
By the way, gentlemen, here's the thing. If you're going to get engaged to somebody, tell their best friend that it's going to happen so their best friend can let them know to get their nails did.
Mm. Mm.
This is something that men have no idea that's a thing at all. But you have so many pictures of your hands.
You're so right. I'd be pissed if yes. my nails looked ratchet.
Exactly.
But they never do, so.
And I didn't know that. And, like, at the time, her nails had grown out a little bit, but
yeah,
she still had it. She was upset.
Oh.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, this is something you learned after the fact.
Yeah. I mean, her nails look pretty good, but, like, she was like, I wish you had told, like, so-and-so that this is going to happen so they could have told me, hey, get your nails did.
That's a really good idea.
I know.
Interesting.
So we went from how to ask someone out to how to propose.
This is how you do it.
I think the answer to
just
that.
Just jump all in.
The answer to that was slide into their DMs.
Okay.
Or just be super hot and never have to ask anyone out at
but
all.
But honestly, no. I would never answer a DM.
Well, you've answered DMs before.
Not to take me out on a date.
What do they
got? Oh, why you?
Dean gets to scroll through your DMs and gets to pick one guy for you to go on a date with.
I would actually really love to see Tayshia's DMs.
That would be kind of fun. Okay. Maybe
right.
one day.
Yeah.
Next question. How many dates before we are exclusive?
7 dates. On the 7th date, you become exclusive, whether you want to or not.
It's like
a
week.
That was quick.
That's just the rule of thumb. Well, it's a week if you go on a date every single day, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's math for you right there.
When have we had sex?
On the 3rd date, as per standard.
Wow.
Per standard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
I'm really learning a lot.
These are all rules to the dating. It's been like this for centuries.
Oh, and this really? Is why Dean has a podcast called Why I Suck at Dating.
And is not an expert at all.
Hey, so it's the 3rd date. Hey.
Sex time.
Kaylin, we're praying for you.
in
thoughts
all,
and prayers.
In all seriousness, I do think that the conversation needs to be had about being exclusive because there's no you can never assume that you're exclusive.
Yeah.
It sounds like Sarah really wanted you guys to be boyfriend, girlfriend, right? That's why she said that. There's never like the assumption. You should never assume. And I think that when you assume things, that's when people end up getting hurt and really upset when something bad happens.
Fair.
So that conversation is just something that you could bring up. It sometimes gets brought up too early, I would say.
I don't think it's too early. Like, why waste your time?
Well, let's say, like, you're on a second date.
Honestly, why waste your time? I mean, like I said earlier, the dating app scene makes it, like, much easier for people to be dating multiple people at once. And to be quite honest with you, I'd be like, so are you going on multiple dates or not? If you are, then okay. If you're not, then okay.
Let me ask you this.
Know.
Hypothetical situation for Tayshia here. So you're on a date with a guy. Things are going well. You guys become, quote-unquote, exclusive. Okay. Let's say like a couple weeks later, you're hanging out and all of a sudden he gets a notification on his phone from the same dating app that you guys matched on. What do you do?
Oh, God.
Do you freak out? Are you upset?
Why is he still we're exclusive at this point?
Yes. Maybe he forgot to delete it, though. I guess my point is that something that you would like then call him out for? Do you just kind of like play it off like you didn't see it?
No. Open communication. Like, why are you playing games? I don't understand this. So, we're not 12.
So it's okay for you to ask someone to be exclusive with you on the second date.
just where you're at. I'm not saying you can only date me. I just want to know where you're at.
Right. Okay.
Like,
that's fair.
If you're still dating multiple people, then just tell me if you're.
I think the issue with that is a lot of people wouldn't be honest about dating multiple people. You have certain people that would be honest.
I guess that's true.
And that's the frustrating thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's why people are so insecure about it, is because it's like they're being lied to by the other person.
I'm definitely not saying I have to be exclusive with you on the second date. That's a little much.
Well.
But I'm just saying I want to know where you're at.
Sure.
If I felt the need to ask.
There are like variables though. Like, so let's take Peter's season of The Bachelor, for instance. He goes on this date where they go to an amusement park.
Mm-hmm.
And Victoria P? Mm-hmm. I think Victoria P is on the date with him. Mm-hmm. And they start talking about kids. And in my mind, I'm thinking, that's crazy to be like, I want four kids. If I was on a second date with somebody and they're like, I want four kids, I'd be like, whoa. Let's pump
too
the brakes a little
soon.
Bit. You know?
Yeah.
So I think you got to feel it out a little bit.
You know what I'd really appreciate on The Bachelor, Bachelorette, is if on a second date, let's say you're on like week three of the season, and one of the contestants is on like a one-on-one date, and they pull the Bachelor, Bachelorette aside, and they say, hey, I really think we should be exclusive. What do you say?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Shoot, I want to go on the show again just to do that.
Like, let's say you know you've got it in the bag.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, Peter, like, me and you, let's be exclusive right now.
Have I ever told you what I wanted to do when people wanted me to be the Bachelor? What I really wanted to do?
No.
So I like tweeted it out too, and a lot of people liked it.
Oh,
it was retweeted a bunch.
I'm dying to hear this.
So it means it's real.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I wanted to do night one, no makeup, no dresses, only jeans, like t-shirt, like shit you're gonna wear normally.
That's sure. cute.
You know?
Yeah.
And like, because no pretense. Also, like, the problem, like, both of us, both of Tayshia and Dean and myself, we've done it. You go into this thing and you're being this thing that you're really not.
Yeah.
I don't ever wear a suit, really. You know, Dean, literally, the fact that Dean owned a suit for the show is bonkers
past
to
sense,
me.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. And I assume clothes you go, by the way.
Yeah.
Threw them away.
They are in ashes, like buried in the desert right now.
You probably used it to start a fire when you were camping or something.
Yeah.
It's cold out there, guys.
But and I also imagine, like, you don't wear gowns every night, you know? Like, that's so Tayshia. Not you.
Okay.
So like to like present yourself as something that you're not off the bat always annoyed me with that show.
I guess you're right. But you could also
like for a first date, like you would wear jeans and
a cute top. Yeah.
You know, and I would wear jeans like a cool shirt and a jacket, and we'd go to the movies and or whatever it would be. You know, like that would be a normal first date. But like when you walk into that room and everyone's wearing suits and ties and gowns and stuff, there's a bit of a pretense that like I always felt was weird. And so I was like, if I was ever the Bachelor, that's not how it would be. It would be like everyone is casual.
I actually kinda like that.
I know.
Because honestly, I love guys' style, and you can tell a lot by, you know.
100% agree with that.
Like, if you got some swag and like, oh God.
Dean wouldn't have made it out week one.
Yeah, I would have just, I would have said, can you get back in the car, please?
I got to tell a story.
I'm kidding.
I got to tell
a
story for my Bachelorette season.
What?
And it's always weird for me to go back to that, as I can imagine for you too, even though you didn't make it very far.
I was eighth place.
Maybe
excuse
for
me?
Maybe for Tayshia.
Oh, shit.
So on The Bachelorette and The Bachelor, there are the days that you're not filming because you're between locations. And on those days, like, you just dress in whatever you're going to wear, and you go out on the town, you kind of explore, and then you go to the next place. And those are the days that you just wear what you would wear on a normal day, similar to what Wells was just saying about those dates. And there was a couple times where we saw Rachel like leaving the hotel to get in her car to go out to go to wherever she was going. And she was dressed in like, you know, like baggy, like cool clothes. Like she had
like her jeans. Like she has a little swag to her.
Yeah, she has swag to her, right? I hate the word swag. We talked about this last week.
I love that word, swag.
And on our dark days, that was very much my style. Like very loose fitting. Like, you know, like...
Hobo.
Yeah, but I wasn't going to say
hobo
it. Sheet. I wasn't going to say
it. I almost spit my beer out.
But like with a little bit of flair to it.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know
yeah.
What
no,
I, mean?
I know.
And I would look around at the other guys and what the other guys were wearing, and everyone else was wearing like, you know, it was like Peter from Wisconsin and Alex from Michigan, who they were all wearing like polos and like leather jackets. Not like your leather jackets,
no,
but
no.
Like the,
no
the worst, the bad leather jackets. And I was like, just based off of style alone, like this, it's much better fit for me right now. Because I feel like styles kind of have to go hand in hand here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then obviously, sure enough, later on, things didn't work out. But I do think that one of the reasons I stayed for as long as I did was because my style was so similar to my Bachelorette style.
Yeah.
And it's changed a little bit. I've gotten a little bit more crunchy over the years.
Crunchy.
That's the word I use. So, you know, my outfits have changed.
You look like the Lorax.
Your clothes right typically shouldn't crunch. Just so you know.
It's more about like my hair is a little crunchy.
No, stop. That's
the fungus in my toenails.
Okay,
crunchy too.
Stop.
Anyways, Wells, tell the listeners, we don't have many, but tell them where they can find you if they wanted to listen to more of your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. I guess iTunes.
We don't care about the
Spotify.
We don't care about the platform. Tell us the name.
Yeah, it's called Wellscast. And you actually were my first guest on the Wellscast, which actually is it's like one show that like people keep tweeting me about. So my show is all about origin stories. I'm very interested to find out like how famous people became famous and like their story getting there. But for whatever reason, when we started it with Dean just talked about like the 7 times he got arrested. And four. Then it turned into everyone else talking about how they got arrested. And it was like, it's one of the funniest episodes I've ever done. I imagine a lot of people out there have had moments when they've like hung out with friends and their face hurt from laughing so much. I remember leaving that podcast being like, my face hurts so much. That was so funny.
That's cute.
And like the whole, it was Dean, Derek, and Jared talking about like silly times that they got like in trouble in school or got arrested or whatever, like stupid stuff. So, but that's not the podcast. The podcast is just like how people got to where they are now. We've had amazing episodes. There's one with Rashad Jennings, who was a guy who like played in Super Bowls. He was in the NFL. He won Dancing with the Stars. One of the most inspiring stories I've ever like heard. Oh, Sarah's FaceTiming right now. I just did not accept it, so now I'm getting a divorce. Anyways, Wellscast, listen to it. It's a very interesting show if you want to like see how people got to where they are. So there you go.
Fantastic. Wells, thanks for answering questions.
Am I done?
You're done. You can leave now. I appreciate it. Okay. We're still at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. We're going to take one quick break, and we're going to come back with Paige, who you guys are not going to want to miss. Stay tuned for that. All right, and we are back at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Tayshia Adams still recording with us,
yes.
And we have a new co-host, Paige.
Hi.
Now, for the listeners out there, I don't know much about Paige. So, Paige, can you please explain to the listeners a little bit about who you are? And you also host a podcast now with iHeartRadio. So fill us in.
Yes, we're starting a new golf podcast, lifestyle, everything. It's called Playing Around with Paige Renee. So I played professional golf for a little bit and now kind of stepped away from that, going into media and trying this whole podcast thing out.
What is Playing Around about?
Pretty much whatever we want to talk about. Obviously going to be centered around golf since that's kind of my background, but we want to talk about pretty much everything else that's kind of happening in my life. I get a lot of DMs about like dating advice and how to pick up girls at a golf course and pretty much anything you can think about. It's in my DMs.
Let's answer that right now. How do we pick up girls at a golf club?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Is it the same thing as like don't approach a girl at the gym? It's kind of like don't approach a girl while she's playing golf kind of
thing?
Oh
yeah. Like I hate when guys will come up and just like start touching my clubs and they're like trying to give me swing advice and I'm like, please don't. And
guys
they're like,
come up and touch your club?
Yes.
That's
yes.
So rude.
Oh, it's the worst. And then they're like, oh, if I beat you, can I take you on a date? I'm like, no.
Oh, my God.
We're not. And I'll just walk away.
That's like the golf version of mansplaining. Let me tell you how to swing a golf club real quick.
Oh, yeah. They'll like get behind you and like try to like move. Oh, it's the worst.
No way.
Yes.
Wow.
It's a thing. It's a bad thing.
Okay, so there you go. If you're listening to this podcast and you like a girl at your country club or golf course, wherever you are, do not touch your clubs.
Yeah.
Touch your clubs. Okay. Ask for permission first, which I think is a great lesson for everyone.
Is it just you hosting the podcast?
And I have a co-host. His name is Josh Temple, and he's awesome.
Nice. Okay, so that's on iHeartRadio.
Yes,
okay,
correct.
Awesome. Well, do we have any golf-centric dating questions for Paige?
We do not, but we have some good ones.
Okay, that's fine.
The most Googled ones.
Let's do it.
Should I go on a date with someone if I'm not attracted to them?
Paige, you can start with this. You're the newest one here.
Yeah, take it away.
I would say definitely you can grow that attraction through just great communication. I think so many times people are just, they look at physical connection, in mm-hmm. which that's really important, but I think that grows over time.
Okay.
And plus you get like, this is going to be horrible to say, but you get a free meal out of it. You get to meet someone new. I did that in college, not going to lie, because I was broke. But like, I met so many really cool people that I didn't think that I was going to connect with because I put myself out there.
Sure. Tayshia, what's your response? I feel like yours is going to be similar.
I would do it just to do it.
Just to get the free meal?
No. Maybe a glass of wine, yeah. But like the meal. Yeah, I would do it just to do it. You never know who you're going to meet and how you connect otherwise.
Have you guys ever gone on a date with someone that you didn't find attractive that you later found more attractive because of it?
No.
Okay. So we're still trying for that one.
Yeah, we're...
Page of you?
It's in the future. Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, quite a bit, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of a tricky thing, too, because typically all you want to do is go on dates with people that you find physically attractive, right? So I guess the only time that you're going on a date with someone that you don't necessarily find attractive is when they ask you out.
But, like, how unattractive are we talking here?
Of course. Yeah. Right? It's not like a troll that's living under a bridge or something like that.
No. Or a guy that looks like Dean just, like, comes out of a van and is like, want to go on a date?
Let's be fair. It's a nice man, okay? No, but you're absolutely right. It's tricky, though, because obviously that's, like, the first thing that we notice. And you see a lot of people talking down on, like, dating apps because they're so kind of, what's the word? Like, surface level, because it's only dealing with what someone looks like. Mm-hmm. But that's the reality is when you go up to someone at a bar, you're only going up to them because you think that they're pretty, right? So I agree. It's hard to put that aside. But if you do put it aside, at the very end of the day, you can learn to get to know someone and then find them attractive later on. And at the very, very worst... In most cases, if you're the woman, you get a free meal out of it. What's the idea of going Dutch on a first date or any date thereafter? Like splitting the bill?
I offer.
I get just offering. Because,
yeah, I think it's kind of like the nice thing to do. But I don't mind paying at all. I don't get mad.
I don't get mad at all either. I don't know. I always offer. But so, I would think that the guy should.
You think it would?
Actually, on the first date, I don't really care.
You think it would reduce their chances of a second date if they asked? Or if they're like, yeah, let's just split this.
I don't think about it too much. Maybe the
honestly,
one.
It's never happened, so I don't know how I would react in that situation.
What about you?
I probably have asked to split the bill a couple times on a first date. Old Dean, by the way. This is like early 20s.
Right.
Maybe late teens.
Mm-hmm.
Things
last week.
Tayshia's really judging me over here.
That's because I don't believe you.
I haven't had a first date in a while, but true. You know.
But have you ever dated anybody that you don't find attractive?
Ooh, great question. I'm going to say no. I don't think that I have.
Would you go on a date with someone that you didn't necessarily find attractive?
Yes,
right away?
I have definitely done that.
Yes.
And I think that to what Paige was saying, it's fun to like see if you can build an attraction outside of that. Because a lot of times, you know, obviously the physical attraction is super important, but you can learn to not learn, but like the more you get to know someone and the more they begin to fascinate you, the more you can become attracted to them.
Well, looks fade too. I mean, I look at my dad now and I'm like, okay. Like, he was really good looking at some point, right?
That's my biggest fear.
That's
is
so
like,
funny.
If, you know, if anything happens
I'm
to
so me. Sorry, Dad. You're really great. But he has, like, an awesome personality. And my mom is, like, a smoke show. Yeah. And she, like, laughs all the time. And, like, they have the best time ever.
Yeah.
And so, like, they had that bond right away.
Right.
And so even though maybe he's not, like, the best looking guy now, like, they still have that connection.
Right. So if you're going to be unattractive, at least be funny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Make me laugh at least.
Or if you're...
Yeah. It's, like, actually so true.
And then there are all those other dates, too, that you go on that they're super attractive and there's no chemistry there whatsoever. It's, like, the most boring date of all time. So I think I'd rather take the former in that and be, like, actually entertained.
I agree.
Yeah. That's my biggest fear is, like, getting older and becoming more ugly than I already am. And having to lean on my personality a little bit, which I haven't had to do much.
Which all are bad, so that's tough.
That's my point. Let's move on to the next question.
All right, this is the last question. Is it okay to have a relationship with my ex, even if I'm in a new relationship?
I don't think so. What kind of, I guess it really depends on what relationship they're having.
If you have kids, and I guess it would be nice to have a cordial relationship. But other than that, I don't see, I don't know why there would be a reason for you to like have a relationship with your ex.
Like a friendship, even? What if they have like a big friend group and they're both in the same friend group?
I mean, I think that's fine if you're just cordial when you see them, but if you're not like texting them all the time.
Like, it's easy to say, but I think in the moment you might be like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, so it's better just to avoid it all and cut it off.
I agree. Well, similar to what you were saying with your relationship with John Paul Jones, it's like, it's almost easier to just cut it off entirely.
Yeah.
Because like I said in the past, I've kind of maintained friendships with exes and it's just only kind of complicated things and made it a little bit more muddy. But at the end of the day, it's like, you just want to be nice to everyone, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want anyone to, like, hate you or be mean to you. And so sometimes maybe you take it a step too far.
Right.
And then you kind of, like, maintain the relationship a little too much.
I think you like miss that friendship too. I mean, but if you spent like a long time with that person, like they were there for you all the time, so you just miss that,
right?
Which is bad, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So it's okay
to say hi.
Oh, it's okay
to say hi. Like if you're out and about, it's okay to say hi. But like,
but you're not gonna call them on like a Friday night and see what they're doing.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a little weird.
Glad we established.
I mean, I never personally did that, but
yeah,
I
was, don't do that.
For the record, for the, let the record show that I never actually
don't
did that.
Don't do that, Katie.
Anyways, Paige, you are the new co-host of Let's Play Around.
Playing around. Yeah.
Sorry, this is still a new concept to me. I'm learning. And that's on iHeartRadio, right?
Correct.
And when does that come? Has it come out yet?
It's out.
Great.
It's out.
So for the listeners out there, check it out. Playing Around, starring Paige and what's your co-host name?
Josh.
And it's all about everything you want to know.
I love it.
Yeah, it's a great name.
So exciting.
Thank you.
It's better than Help I Suck at Dating, I'll tell you that.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Help I Suck at Dating, where we recorded from the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am with Tayshia, Wells, Brooks, and Paige. Be sure to tune in next week from Tahoe. We're going to be recording from there where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
Follow Help I Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.